time for Hour Tua.
It's Hour Tua. It's Hour Tua. It's Hour Tua. Tua, Tua, Tua. Tagovailoa. Not
Tua Tagovailoa.
A forever Dolphins quarterback.
Tua.
It's Hour Tua. It's Hour Tua.
Tua.
Tua, Tua, Tua. Tua, Tua, Tua. Can go to hell. Tua Tagovailoa. Dolphins quarterback.
Daddy loves you guys.
Hour Tua with Tobin and Leroy.
Check the history of food.
Hour Tua of the program, ladies and gentlemen. We'll make it Hour Skyler next week.
Yeah. Hey.
Calling the bullpen?
Got to call in the bullpen.
Yeah. Let's get...
Wait, you know what? Out of curiosity.
Mm-hmm.
What are you hoping to see this week?
I'm hoping to see ball in the hands of fast guys do really fast stuff.
Okay. I went off on Mel Kiper yesterday. I'm sorry.
Oh, yeah. This has been the thing. Yeah. Everybody has been very mad at Mel Kiper. Very mad at Mel Kiper.
You know what? Go ahead. Do your thing.
Headlines brought to you by Doral Volkswagen. Choose from over 300 new Volkswagen models in stock, like the T1, the Taos, and the Atlas. Remember, when it comes to Volkswagen, the great deals are at Doral Volkswagen. Go ahead.
So one of the things that's truly amazing is that, first of all, stay in your lane. You're a college football guy.
You're a draft guy.
Right, draft guy. And your first hot take cannot be this. Right? You got to warm up to get this ridiculous. Right? Give us some good hot takes.
Mm-hmm.
Then you can unload your nonsense.
Mm.
But has he not been watching football? Because Cover 2 has been played by some of the greatest football teams to ever play in professional sports. And there's been a lot of teams play Cover 2 that get roasted. And it's one of the easiest and clarifying defenses you can play against. See, because when you play single coverage or a single safety deep, you don't know which guy's coming down. So they can disguise it as Cover 2 and then bring one of those guys down in the box.
Mm-hmm.
And so it could confuse a quarterback because he thinks it's Cover 2. He's not paying attention. But Cover 2, a lot of times, they don't even adjust to it. They don't even drop a guy down on the line of scrimmage and drop him real deep. They just line up in it. Because they don't want you to get deeper than them. And you got to methodically move the ball down the field. It's not the first thing that's happened. We've heard this with New England Patriots for 20 years, that they'll let you drive the ball down the field and dink and dunk and hope that in your 10 or 12 play drive, you're going to screw up before they will.
Yeah. Well, I think with Mike McDaniel, right? Like, that's been one of the things that people are trying to do because they feel like he's going to get impatient and he's not going to do it. Like, he's going to call something a little bit wacky or make a call that's, you know, won't just take the rushing, you know, or the easy play that's there. And especially with Tua this week, without Tua this week, it'll be interesting too. But, man, that's that I've certainly seen the football world has been roasting Mel Kiper. I think Aaron Rodgers even had something to say about it last night.
Right.
After Thursday Night Football.
It's because... Here, as an offense, no matter what defense they are in, whether it's disguised or not, we have plays to beat those defenses and put pressure on the right guy. You do. Now, if you watch Cover 2 defense and a team that plays Cover 2 all the time, you better have a linebacker that can cover a tight end. That's what made Baltimore so good. They had linebackers to run with those tight ends.
Mm-hmm.
If you do not, then you're in trouble. Years ago, cover two was awesome because that guy crossing and trying to take the linebackers out of it used to run a shallow cross across to keep the linebackers in. Then you run something over the top of them, creating space because that linebacker got him. Well, back in the day, you used to be able to knock that guy out. So you used to be able to hit him and then back up. Can't touch him. So, like, the fact that we're looking at a defense and saying, oh, no, if I ever hear a coach or a player, and it's crazy because nobody's ever said this offensively. Well, nobody said it, period, except for Mel Kiper.
I haven't heard, yeah. I've heard. This right. is this like his version of banning the shift in baseball?
I guess. But how you going to stop when teams like disguise it, they roll into it? How you going to defend? How you going to say that they're in cover two? Right? What if they run four, which is four across? Right? Like there's no way of kind of stopping somebody from playing a coverage. There's not. You know what you do? You run better plays.
You exploit it.
You run the football.
Here was Tyreek Hill. He was asked about it in the locker room yesterday before the Dolphins ventured out to Seattle. Here was the cheetah on Mel Kiper.
I will say this. It does take the fun out of the game. Like, it does. But at the same time, man, like, people are trying to win games, you know. And it's up to us, you know, to, like, try to figure it out. Like, that's why people love football, because of, like, how it's played and, like, all kind of things can be stopped and stuff like this. Like, that's the beauty in it, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's our job, like, come inside of this building and figure out, you know, how do we get, you know, this not ran against us. So, and our coaches, they've been doing a great job all week, man, like, putting the ball in Skyler's hand, like, trusting him this whole week, man. So, I'm really interested to see how this game plays out.
There you go, Tyreek Hill yesterday when asked about the Kiper thing.
You need really good linebackers to run cover two. So, if you look at a team, and part of the reason why you can run that cover two, because your linebackers can suck up a lot of that space, right? Get depth. Get those crossing routes. If you don't have good linebackers, then it's a moot point, because all they're going to do is throw it in the middle of the field.
So, but you were asked about this where? On Cleveland Show yesterday?
Yeah.
You ripped the holy hell out of him? What'd you say?
Yeah. It's just stupid. Stupid. This is stupid. Like you know what? It sounds like a whiny baby who's saying, oh, he won't share.
I think it's, right? It's probably like, one of those things, too. You know, I didn't hear his whole rant. Like, I saw people talking about it. But he was, you know, I think it's one of those things. You know, he's a big quarterback guy. Like, that's his big thing. You go, Mel, who's going to be the quarterbacks that come out? You know, what are they going to do? And you've had all these, we've talked about the quarterback numbers being down.
I did say something about that in Cleveland. I said, everybody's looking at their quarterback saying he ain't got it or he sucks. But if you look around the whole league, everybody can suck, right? I just think that football is very cyclical in that when you see guys have success, then you try to do something similar to that, but in your own way. So for the last maybe few years, it's been the quick pass getting into your playmaker's hands, letting them run, you know, with the football, run after catch, right? It's the quick passing game. You frustrate your D-line. They can't get to the quarterback because he's getting rid of the ball so quick. But what has happened is that now they're putting themselves in better defensive positions to where when you throw that quick route, there's four or five guys out there right away. And it's not as easy as it was to get those 5 or 6, 7 yards, maybe break one, as it was a couple of years ago. What's the adjustment to that?
I think the thing that's like every time that it seems like somebody's got something cool or that it's successful, we don't always have to ban it. Other than the tush push, that's stupid. But everything else, you know, the cheat motion, you know, cover two, anything that has like this wild success all over the place, people are looking to ban it. So the wildcat, any of this stuff that people are like going crazy, they're like, oh, we need to ban this. And why? That is kind of what makes the game fun, that you can go and win it in so many different ways.
To me, what makes football fun to watch is watching all of these coaches find ways to beat what has stifled the you know, NFL football for however long.
Yeah.
So with this is cover two. So what are you going to have? What are you going to do to beat cover two? You need a tight end. The reasons why in the last couple of years that the Dolphins have always struggled with cover two is because you have to put pressure on the linebackers, and the person that does that is either your running back out of the backfield or in the slot or your tight end. Hopefully that'll get turned around a little bit where the tight end becomes more of an impact on the game, because once he becomes more of an impact, then everybody else can get theirs.
Speaking of tight end, by the way, my guy, New Kittle, Julian Hill, old Stone Hands. He's up to plus 2,200 this week.
Plus 2,200. Oh. Do we remember?
But it's almost too juicy to pass up because they did go to him twice. You got to think one of them's going to. I know, but you got to think one of them's going to hit.
Wait, let me tell you what part of that is why it's 2,200. Catch.
Well, yes, I understand. He's not been good at that. I get it.
You think Skyler has a better rapport with him?
Perhaps. They got more reps. You would think they would have more reps, right?
Yeah.
You know, because like.
Now that happens because I'm going to tell you like this. When I was in Cleveland, every time they changed quarterbacks, Keenan McCarter would get buckets. He would get so many yards and catches simply because he had always been playing with the twos and threes.
Here are your fat lines. Oh, man, it's already going down. I need to jump on this.
Okay.
I gotta jump on me.
Wait, I'm more than sure.
I don't even say anything in the air.
Whatever establishment you use will wait for you. They'll wait.
Cliff! Yeah? And that sucker who bets on Julian Hill. He gave us his $10 again.
It's spicy.
Malik Washington.
Mm-hmm.
Plus 1,600.
That's, now, these I would be interested is not to see, bad,
bro.
I would be interested to see how they use him this week. Right?
Should he play? I mean, we don't know that he's going to play.
We don't know that he's playing.
We don't know that he'll be active.
What's the status on Mostert?
I think Mostert was limited, but it seems like we get like all the game questionables, probables, all that later today. Okay. But I believe he's been on the practice field.
Okay. I think running the football is going to be key this week because you got to be able to set it up to where, you know, all that motion and fake handoffs and things, all these things can give Tyler a little more time.
Stunt Steve says, and by the way, happy birthday to Stunt Steve today.
Happy birthday!
Happy birthday!
Julian Hill has got Ted Ginn hands. Stop throwing your money away, Tom.
What? Dude?
It's going to come through. I'm telling you, it's going to come through. I just feel, and this is almost like a free one because we're doubling the odds from last week. Mm. So almost getting like, we'll make up for last week's bet if we hit this week.
$10 gets me $200 if he catches.
Yeah, baby.
Yeah. Good value.
Right there. Tally ho.
What? No, okay, I don't know what that was. No way that they both catch a touchdown. Right?
Oh, Malik. I mean, crazy, so if we right? Let's just say
do a know, parlay.
Let's do a parlay. Just you know, what's the harm, right? You know. We're just crunching numbers here. But if you go Julian Hill anytime touchdown and Malik Washington anytime touchdown, plus 20,000.
Wow.
$10 gets you $2,000.
$2,000.
$10 gets you $2,000.
That backup chemistry connection. Wow. Second team reps. And honestly, Malik Washington could return a punt for all I know.
True.
You never
True.
know.
Well, you know, if he's doing all that.
Yeah. A reverse. Maybe he gets a reverse.
If he's doing all those things, then.
Yeah.
All right, let's say you go Janu.
Janu.
And Malik Washington. We don't trust old Stonehands.
Old Stonehands.
But if you go Malik Washington anytime touchdown and a Janu anytime touchdown.
Yeah.
Plus 10,000.
Okay. Okay.
I think that's
a grand.
Janu and. I'm going to say they're not going to guard Stonehands, so he's going to get another chance.
Wow. But two tight end touchdowns in the same game? We go from losing.
Well, Janu is almost like a slot receiver.
Yeah, well, Janu costed me some money week one, so I'm not sure if I feel confident.
I can't believe they even got Grant DuBose listed.
What?
What does he do, scoring a touchdown for the other team and bounce off his face?
Okay. The cause of an interception, can I place that?
Man.
Is that possible?
You know, there's some things in sports.
Eichenberg?
That athletes make look really easy, and it really isn't.
Yeah.
I've always been able to catch, right? So I don't know what that's like to not have to learn how to catch.
Right. You don't know what stone hands are like.
And so some guys,
Saquon,
like you can just tell.
Hmm.
You can just tell. I remember when Fonz was like 3 or 4, I took him in the backyard. And I was playing catch with him.
Yeah.
He threw the ball. I say, who taught you how to throw? He said, my mom. I said, well, some things need to change here, brother. Like we ain't going to have you out there representing the family throwing like that. I had to get him right. You know, like I'm just saying. Like,
oh, man.
I was like, yeah, some people just never, like, because... Look, Robert caught passes, but like if I tossed the baby to him, like I wouldn't trust it. safety netting, you know, the whole gamut. I'm just saying, like the certain guys just look comfortable catching it, like, and certain guys don't.
We'll take a break. More to come here on the show after this. Welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy.
Back in stride again, baby.
Wow, perfect. Tobin and Leroy, back in stride again.
It's also the name of that song.
Yeah, also the name of the
song. Yeah, dummy.
Heard.
Yeah. You didn't know that, Cam Wart?
I mean, I'm the one who...
I just got it.
Point for Tobin!
Get it, dum-dum! This is how you going to treat me, Leroy, after I play your songs? This is how you going to treat me?
No, I'm just saying. It, like, you know how you just pay attention because Tobin is, well, Tobin, right? Yeah. And it's like can't work.
Okay. Thank you for the replay.
Because really frogs have warts!
Yeah, we get it, dude!
Oh, man. Mike McDaniel speaking to the media. Got some injury notes from him. The biggest being Mike McDaniel is pessimistic that Raheem Mostert will play on Sunday.
Right. I like what they did with Jeff. What's his name? Jeff Wilson. So I'm okay if he doesn't play. I think eventually everything's going to move to A-chan anyway. So we're good there, right? I need to be honest with you. I have a couple of concerns. The offensive line is the offensive line. Like, everybody's had, like, oof. I have conversations all over the country, right? Everybody's talking about the same stuff. Right? Everybody's talking about quarterback not throwing for a bunch of yards. Everybody's talking about no protection from the offensive line. Everybody's talking about the same things. So I'm going to just kind of disregard those aspects of it because it is what it is everywhere. I'm curious to see who's going to be the third guy. And I'm curious if they watch the film and realize that all Tua's picks, or I'll say the quarterback because he's not playing this week, all the quarterback's picks were with Waddle or Tyreek, both Waddle and Tyreek off the field,
mm-hmm.
if they're going to do something about that. Very rarely do you have two studs and one is not in the game at all times, like one or the other. So there's that. Who's going to be the third guy to kind of give them an opportunity? Whether it's going to be Jonnu Smith, whether it's going to be because the two guys they had that just got there weren't on the same page a lot of times.
Well, let me give you some updates on them. Grant DuBose is not going to play, and in fact, looks like he has a pretty severe injury that's going to keep him out for a while.
Would he break his forearm?
It's very strange.
Are you legitimately asking me that, or are you talking about him losing the ball?
No, the ball broke his forearm, didn't it? He in a brace?
His, let me see, his injury, what he was on there for.
You could hear the noise on TV.
Oof.
Like when it hit, boom. Like, wow. Your hands were 5 inches away, dude.
Shoulder. Oh.
So it's like, you know, when you get hit and you go, ooh, you jump back, whoa. Like, no.
Malik Washington, this is Mike McDaniel from Barry Jackson's Twitter, quote, "We want to make sure we are not putting him in harm's way. He's done some good things this week. We are measuring the risk reward. He's either playing under exception, we're not going to risk anything, or a missed opportunity by a day or two."
That means no.
So, yeah, it sounds like no. However, he is hinting, and this is good news, I think. No DuBose. Of course, I got rid of Robbie Chosen. He is hinting. Eazy-E, Eric Ezukama.
Oh, that's big.
Could be making his way up from the practice squad.
You better watch out.
And we know nobody.
Yeah.
And I mean nobody.
Nobody.
Has better chemistry with Eric Ezukama than old Skylar Thompson. Those two are like are a duo for the ages.
Right. Like peanut butter and jelly.
Yep.
I wouldn't say it.
Phew.
What do you mean?
A duo for the ages? A duo for the ages, dude. I'm talking, yeah. Okay. What, you wouldn't agree?
Calm down.
I wouldn't
say
it. I'm talking.
Here's the deal.
What?
One of the reasons why I like him coming back, he's the biggest wide receiver they have on roster.
Yeah.
And maybe he adds a different dynamic to that group. Plus, he knows what the hell to do. So, yeah. All right.
We're talking Marino Clayton?
No.
We're talking Marino Duper?
Moss Brady?
We're talking Moss Brady? We're talking Rice Montana? And yep. Then you got?
And then?
Peyton Manning and Harrison?
Yep.
Manning Harrison?
Yep.
But no one competes with?
No one competes with Skylar Thompson and Eric Ezukama, dude.
Oof.
That is a duo for the ages.
I would just say this. Oof. That don't even roll off
just
your
not
tongue
even,
right.
It just doesn't even sound. Just doesn't even sound.
No, it sounds good, dude.
You know, when you say that, when they say that for the first time on the coverage,
yeah,
somebody goes, say, who?
No, dude, we got, it's Eric Ezukama and Skylar Thompson. Eazy-E.
I've been waiting for this. I've literally been waiting for this for a long time.
You know what we call him?
I've been waiting for Ezukama to kind of be able to go in and see what he can do. Because he adds a different dynamic to that group. Everybody else is gnats.
What we have here is we have Eric Ezukama, a.k.a. Eazy-E, and we have Skylar Thompson, Root of Skylar, Sky, What's in the Sky, Breeze.
Oh,
we
no.
got Easy Breezy, dude.
Oh,
that is the duo that we got. Why are you looking at me like that?
He just leans.
Easy Breezy.
There's no mention of Sky.
Why?
Well, there's a breeze in the sky.
No,
dude, I'm telling you, that's what we got.
Like, he tries to
Breeze.
But wait. Did you see how he tried to tie that all together?
He thoroughly explained that one. Yeah, that was...
Just take your steps there. Like, walk with me here. Walk with me here.
I can't walk with you.
Eric Ezukama, a.k.a. Eazy-E, right, Skylar Thompson, Root of Sky. Sky has what the wind, which is a breeze.
You sound like?
Easy Breezy.
This sounds like when I wanted to punch you in the face when we were in the Dallas airport and you didn't know what time it was.
No, dude, I'm telling you right now. Dude, Easy breezy's coming together. I'm telling you.
You look at two grown-ass men walking through the airport yelling at each other because one don't know what the hell the time is. Nothing says like we two 80-year-olds running. That's not the right time. Don't you know change time change, dummy?
You guys hear that?
Hopefully, that's not one of your linemen.
No, it's not. What that is,
getting blown by.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you what,
the first time I see that, I'm definitely texting your ass. See? Wrong breeze.
Dude, no. We're going easy breezy this one. I'm telling you. It's all coming together.
What about skeezy breezy?
So they don't even have as a comma there on your list.
What do you mean?
Anytime touchdown.
I'm sure he will be up there, but not now. But I bet your ass once he's on the board, he'll be bet on. I did just bet on Julian Hill, though. Malik Washington, I did not, because then I saw the comments. I'm like, hey, he's probably not going to play.
Ah.
But I'm telling you, dude, get your kites ready. Because yeah. It's going to be easy breezy in Seattle.
Just not. Is there like a partial dome? Wind shouldn't be.
Is it? No, do they play? They play outdoors now.
They play outdoors, yeah.
Skeezy used to be breezy? Indoors.
Why would it be skeezy? Skeezy breezy sounds terrible. It sounds like you're up to no good.
No good, right.
Yeah?
It's probably a little skeezy. Bit more accurate.
Skeezy. Skeezy. I don't think intangibles know what skeezy means.
Skeezy breezy. You know,
skeezy.
Like, we're at SK for Skyler?
I don't think you want to nickname somebody skeezy.
It's a little bit more accurate for what we're going into right now.
Josh Harko's Easy Skies? That doesn't rhyme. Easy breezy. It's right there.
It's got a rhyme? Thunder and lightning didn't rhyme.
But they're both of storm vernacular, you know?
Didn't rhyme, though.
Gotta have the same.
Why you gotta be a wordsmith?
You gotta be a wordsmith, you know? Like the Marx Brothers, Thunder and Lightning go together, you know? Like, I'm just telling you.
Hey, is it... It's amazing because when I was in Cleveland, Thunder and Lightning, me and Eric. When I got to Minnesota, Thunder and Lightning, me and Robert Smith. I was like, why always got to be Thunder?
You know why. That's a great run right there.
Yeah, that's why right there, Robert Smith, get your fat ass Thunder. Boy, could you imagine if I had Imagine Dragons? Every time I went in the game, Thunder.
And then like a Thunder crash.
Yeah. But now imagine a touch
no,
of
no, no,
Skylar
no.
Thompson. Harlan.
You're going to ruin it.
No.
You're
Harlan.
You're going to ruin the thought.
He's got a Zukama. It's easy breezy down to the end zone, Trent. Touchdown, Dolphins.
So if they do score, save that right there.
Yeah.
And we go play over the touchdown.
Yeah.
Take a break. Tickle Leroy's fancy coming on up. But before that, you know, a great duo is important.
Yeah.
But if it's not easy breezy for you in the bedroom, I'll tell you what'll make it a whole lot easier.
Whoa.
Blue Chew, baby. Let me tell you about our friends over at Blue Chew. Blue Chew is a unique online service that delivers the same active ingredients as Viagra and Cialis, but in a chewable form and at a fraction of the cost. Now you can chew it. And do it. Yes, sir. That means no doctor's visits, no awkward conversations you don't want to have, no pharmacy visits, no pharmacy lines. Hate waiting on that pharmacy line, dude. He goes back there. He's got that cage. He's taking forever. He's got his white coat. He knows he can make you wait. Don't have to worry about that with Blue Chew, dude, because it gets delivered right to your door in a discreet package. So go to bluechew.com today. I got a special deal for all our listeners.
Wow.
You use the promo code SHOWPONY at checkout and you're paying just $5 for shipping. Just use the promo code
SHOWPONY.
You put SHOWPONY in at checkout, you're getting your first month of Blue Chew for free. So go to bluechew.com, bluechew.com, and use the promo code
Tobin, what a show pony.
No, too wordy. I don't need you to say the whole thing. Just show pony. Yes, just show pony. Show pony, and you're getting your first month of Blue Chew for free.
Just angry now.
Show pony.
It's our number two with Tobin and Leroy.
Welcome back, you rascals. Tobin and Leroy here with you. Hey, join the WQM on their staff for Smoke in the Water in Weston for Whiskey Stars and Cigars on Wednesday, September 25th, presented by Edmore Sawgrass Autumn Mall. You guys can hang out with the WQM on-air staff. Duncan Robinson from the Miami Heat's going to be there. RSVP at WQM.com. It's free to get in, but you need your invite. You get a complimentary cigar. You must be over 21. Drink responsibly. Come hang out with us. Smoke on the Water in Weston on September 25th. That's next Wednesday, presented by Edmore Sawgrass Autumn Mall. Official partner, the main man. There's nobody better to help you flip your biz and cash out big than the main man. Go online to themainman.com and sponsored by the injury law firm of Cohen and Judah. Where a partner handles every single case, visit CohenandJudah.com to see partner reviews. Let's tickle Leroy's
pussy. Oh, you fancy, huh? Oh, you fancy, huh? Oh, you fancy, huh?
I'm so fancy. You already know I'm in the fast lane. From LA to Tokyo. I'm so fancy.
It is time, ladies and gentlemen, to tickle Leroy's fancy.
My fancy is tickled.
Go around the week three slate of the NFL season. But before that, Leroy, we got a little college action tomorrow night. The Miami Hurricanes venture to Tampa to visit the South Florida Bulls. Stupid name. It is in, not even in South Florida, but whatever. That's what they named their school.
Yeah.
Does that game, Leroy, Kane, 16.5 point favorites, does that game tickle your fancy?
This will be a true test that people don't realize simply because they're going to try to suck the life out of football. They're going to run the ball. They're going to run the ball. They're going to run the ball. And it'll still be a true test to see if Miami gets anxious or impatient, right? This is what it does when you're used to scoring a lot of points. You get impatient. You try to press, make mistakes. So this is going to be a test. They're better than South Florida. But just the style that South Florida plays can kind of get you a little bit, you know, give you a little angst, make you press. So, yeah, my fancy is tickled. I want to see. You know, look, if you're going to go far, you got to win games a lot of different ways. This is one of those games where everybody might have to tighten their chin strap up a little bit tighter. Make sure you got your mouthpiece in. Maybe even put your hip pads in and your booty pads and let's go.
My fancy is tickled.
Line actually up to Canes as 17-point favorites, by the way.
So nobody's buying it.
Give you one more, Leroy. Your alma mater, Michigan. They are hosting USC 3:30 on CBS, and the Trojans, 4.5-point road favorites. Took your fancy?
I'll watch because, you know, I bleed maize and blue, but I'm not happy.
Well, you know.
I'm got a little, and like, I know people say, well, you won the championship. Your team won the championship last year. That don't make me feel good about them getting drug up. You know what I mean? But I told you this before the season. You get 15 guys drafted. Like, yeah.
Tough sledding.
Tough sledding.
Let's get over to the NFL slate, Leroy. 1 o'clock.
Oh, yeah.
The New York Football Giants. 0-2. Visit your Cleveland Browns. 1-1 on the year. Cleveland, a 6.5-point favorite at home. Took your fancy?
Yes, it does. It does.
My fancy is tickled.
Deshaun Watson played halfway decent last week. You know, it's just, which is weird. Played a good game and threw for 180, right? That's where we are now. So I want to see him take that next step. I want to see him, Amari Cooper. They have Jerry Jeudy now. Jerry Jeudy. I want to see, like, them get it going, you know, especially when, you know, they got to run it with Jerome Ford right now. They don't have Chubb. So, yeah, I want to see him get it going. I want to see if they can continue to do it and kind of support that defense that you put so much on for the last 3 or 4 years.
1 o'clock, Leroy. The Green Bay Packers at 1-1 are visiting the Tennessee Titans, who are 0-2. Jordan Love is questionable for this game. He was limited in practice. Could be beating science. He could be beating science.
or counterpoint, the injury wasn't as bad as previously.
Hard to say. Hard to say.
Okay.
But does the game tickle your fancy? Packers, Titans. Yes,
let me stop lying. No.
Okay.
It's not the Packers, because I always like to see, you know, the young quarterbacks. It's the Titans. Like, but Levis, come on, buddy. What are you doing? He is finding more exceptional ways to throw the ball to the other team, right?
Yep. Sure is. Also, Leroy, at 1 o'clock, the Bears visit the Colts. Indianapolis is a 1-point favorite at home. Bears 1-1, Colts 0-2. Does this game tickle your fancy?
Yeah, it does, because, you know, I always like watching.
My fancy is tickled.
Still waiting to see Caleb Williams explode.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, to expect them to explode when your quarterbacks that you're paying $50 million a year aren't, it's kind of tough, right? So
maybe he'll take that demeaning advice from CJ Stroud and ball out, you know? Speaking of CJ Stroud, the 2-0 Texans are visiting the 2-0 Minnesota Vikings. Yet Houston, a 2-point road favorite. Tickle your fancy?
Yeah.
My fancy is tickled.
I mean, am I as shocked as everybody else with Sam Darnold?
Of course.
And you know, it's interesting to see, because Minnesota's been playing pretty good. And for some reason, they think that it don't matter because Houston's just that good. I'm curious to see. Are they that good? Or, you know, did they were able to take advantage of the easiest schedule in football last year?
At 1 o'clock, Leroy, a lot of eyes on this one. The Philadelphia Eagles, 1-1, visit the high-powered New Orleans, Dan Day, Leroy Horde, New Orleans Saints. Saints, 2.5-point favorites in the Superdome, not even getting the 3-point respect, Leroy.
This is big. This is probably one of those games of the week, because are you really sold on Philly? Like, here, the more mistakes that their coaches make, are we going to start looking away from the players and start looking more at the coaches? You know, because, like, yeah, it's tough sledding for him right now.
My fancy is tickled.
I'm interested to see, like, is this for real with the Saints? Is it real? Like, we'll see.
I'm hoping we're getting primed for a boat race. That's what I'm hoping for.
You want Philly to get boat race?
Oh, yeah, dude.
You don't like Philly?
It's not that I don't like Philly. It's just I like seeing where the drama is, and I feel like that's going to get everybody
up. If there's a boat race in either Philly or New York, that's key.
Yep.
Right?
The 2-0 L.A. Chargers, though Justin Herbert is questionable, take on the 2-0 Pittsburgh Steelers. Pittsburgh, a 1.5-point favorite at home. Does that tickle your fancy, Leroy?
Yep. I want to see Justin Fields.
My fancy is tickled.
You know, I want to see if he can play well enough to keep that job forever. Because it's getting to the point now, and I know Mike Tomlin, if we win, we ain't changing. Like that, you can't lose the injury to hurt. You can't lose the position to injury. Well, he could come back and say, "Well, you never had the position, right?" He could say that to Russ. You ain't never had it. You were still competing for
it. Yep.
So,
all right, Leroy. See if I can get this one out. 1 o'clock. The 0-2 Denver Broncos.
Nope.
Okay.
Fancy, not tickled.
Sorry, Baker. But they are.
I'm interested in Baker, but I can't watch them.
Tampa's a 6.5-point favorite over Denver.
That might not be enough.
Let's get to the 4 o'clock slate. 4:05.
All right.
The Carolina Panthers.
Nope. Clean slate.
Fancy not tickled.
Go. I'm not going to be switching channels back and forth to watch that.
This is probably one of the juicier ones of the afternoon, Leroy.
Mm-hmm.
The Baltimore Ravens are 0-2, and they visit Jerry's World to take on the 1-1 Dallas Cowboys. And Baltimore is a 1-point road favorite at 425. Take your fancy.
This is a battle of the dumpster fires. Right? Think about this. If Lamar loses and goes 0-3, or if Dak loses and goes 1-2, oof, it's going to be a dumpster fire either way.
Oh,
right?
Yeah.
This is like if you're talking about the last oof game you want to see Philly. Well, this is a win-win if this is what you're looking for.
Crazy. 425, Leroy, the San Francisco 49ers visit a very banged up L.A. 0-2 Rams team. San Francisco coming off the loss to Minnesota. They are 6.5-point road favorites.
Who's more banged up? They're banged up too.
Fair.
Right. I don't know. I just think L.A. is more banged up. And, like, put it this way. San Fran can get by with a few hurt players. The Rams cannot.
Yeah, the Rams look like they won't have Debo, but the
49ers won't have Debo.
I'm sorry, the 49ers won't have Debo, but the, no Puka Nacua. You got Cooper Kupp.
Cooper Kupp is, he's Tyler Hero. He's Rams Tyler Hero.
Since the Triple Crown and the Super Bowl, yep, he is not a... He has not been able to stay on the field. All right, Leroy, what about this one? 425, the Detroit Lions looking to bounce back, visit the Arizona Cardinals. But Detroit, a 3-point road favorite. Take your fancy?
It's kind of crazy because, like, do we have to look at Arizona a little bit differently?
I mean, they threw they were fun last week.
Right, exactly. But no.
No.
Why? Fancy.
Yeah, I'm no, because, I like, the Dolphins play. So I'm like, I can't be going through a whole bunch of games. I got to pay attention to this one.
I understand. You know, I understand. You mentioned it. 405, the Miami Dolphins.
Yep.
Skyler's the limit. Easy breezy, maybe.
Hey, can you stop?
Sorry.
He hasn't even been like, it's not even confirmed.
It's taken. I mean, it might be, though. It might be.
Okay.
It might be. See if I'm getting tomatoes thrown at me online. People don't like it.
I told you.
Anyway, the Seattle is a 4.5-point favorite over the Miami Dolphins. Does this game tickle your fancy?
Yes, absolutely.
My fancy is tickled.
The sign of a good team is when one of your stars go out, you have enough on the team to hold down the fort till they get back. So I'm interested to see from the coaching staff and the player, the play calling, to what the offense looks like, to does the defense put more pressure on Geno Smith, to all these things, right? I want to see. This is more of a determination of how good your team is. Because if you have to play a whole season and pray that nobody gets hurt, and if somebody gets hurt, then you can't win, then you don't have a good enough team anyway.
Sunday Night Football, the Kansas City Chiefs visit the Atlanta Falcons, who, of course, coming off their Monday Night Thriller.
I'm going to watch.
Let me get to say my question.
I got moderate tickles.
Oh, like, wow.
I'm just watching it because it's Sunday Night Football, right?
My fancy is tickled.
You know, you watch Sunday Night Football, you watch Monday Night Football, regardless of who the two teams are. So, I mean, is the interest the two teams or the interest Sunday Night Football? That's all I'm saying.
Mm.
Moderate tickle.
Mm.
Leroy.
It's like he's picked up Coochie Coochie Leroy.
Leroy.
Monday Night Football, Jaguars 0-2 visiting the Buffalo Bills. Buffalo is a 5-point favorite at home. Tickle your fancy?
Hey, what would you like more? Buffalo to lose or Jacksonville to go 0-3?
Both funny.
Buffalo to lose, right?
Yeah. Need them to lose. Okay. Got to catch up, you know?
Yeah. Okay. All right.
Fancy not.
Take your fancy?
Tickled.
Yeah. Monday Night Football.
My fancy is tickled.
I told you, Monday Night Football and Sunday Night Football, regardless of what the games are, you watch. Same thing with Thursday Night Football.
What about this other Monday Night game, though?
Oh, there's two.
Commanders, Bengals. No.
Bengals?
Fancy, wait. Tickled.
Wait. And Bengals?
Yep.
So we watching everybody's lovable quarterback shake his wrist versus the new guy?
Not only that, Cincinnati is a touchdown and a half favorite. 7.5-point favorites, prime time at home.
I got to tell you, I might have to invest a chili pepper in
this. All right, there you go. Tickled is fancy. We got him.
My fancy is tickled.
That is tickled my funsy. Take a break. Get you caught up with some headlines. A lot of injury news from Mike McDaniel. We'll get you on coming up next.